Calm down. Fuck, can you even understand me? Halt, klappe. Kayate. Shake your head up or down or something. Good. You need to stop screaming if you want to remain alive. Understand? You're gonna want to put an end to all that wriggling too, or else I'll do it for you. I know you must have an urge to turn around and see who I am. No need. That would be a horrible mistake on your part. Feel that knife on your throat. If I slice right there, you'll never see the light of day again. Now stop moving unless I give you permission to do so. Good. Now, I'm not here to harm you as long as you don't make me. I'll be keeping my hand over your mouth until I'm able to leave, if that's okay with you. Oh, I'm not asking for permission. You don't have a choice in the matter. You hear those sirens outside? Seems like I've made the authorities mighty angry. What did I say about that wriggling? Do you really think you'll be able to fight me off? You're going to want to refrain from attempting to face me, unless you want to die tonight. And here come the waterworks. So disgusting. You'll get tears and mucus all over my black gloves. Stop all that sniffling. You sound like a dog. You should be embarrassed of yourself. You sound so pathetic, you know that, right? It's almost hilarious. It's a shame I can't kill you for being just an annoyance alone. Look at this place. Even in the dark, I can tell that your room is a wreck. There's clothing everywhere. Since you don't like taking great care of your clothing, I guess you won't mind if I make a makeshift blindfold out of one of them. Walk with me. Slowly. There we go. Nice and snug over those soaked eyes. I'm in awe that you didn't attempt to run away again. Maybe you can actually be trained. I like obedience. That heart of yours is beating frantically, though. What would calm someone like you down? Maybe I should tell you a little bit about myself to ease your stress. Waiting for the cops to move on from an area is the dullest part of what I do. I'm gonna take that muffled reaction as a sign that you're interested. Have you been checking the news lately? Have you heard of countless people who've gone missing and reappeared dead days or weeks later? Have you heard the nickname that the media has come up with to describe the person responsible for these deaths? Death Row. Death Row. Oh, but don't feel bad for these people. They don't deserve your mourning. They were all bad. For example, I killed one person for continuously abusing her dog in a drunken state, another person for price gouging during a freak winter storm, another one for abusing her son, and another one for killing his children and attempting to hide their bodies in the woods. Oh, I had fun with the last one. I took my sweet time on him, slowly dismembering him. There is nothing better in the world than hearing a guilty man beg. I also had to kill someone for attempting to alert the police about my presence. Hint, hint. Stop moving now. You're really asking for it. You're so lucky you've caught me in a good mood. I'm enjoying your company. Don't push it. Now, where was I? Oh yes. You may be thinking to yourself that the last person didn't deserve it. You are wrong. Bringing harm to anyone who doesn't deserve it, whether it be direct or indirect, should result in the death to the offender. This cannot be denied. This is why I'm so fond of my nickname. If they won't be sent to death row for their crimes, death row will find them. Though, any person who attempts to bring an end to my continuous killing spree will in turn be deemed deserving of death for attempting to stand in the way of justice. I'm droning on at this point, but you understand what I'm saying. Now tell me something about yourself. What's your name? What's your favorite show? Have any hobbies? Oh wait, you can't respond. How unfortunate. Typically, a hostage like yourself doesn't even make it through the story before I have to kill them for not listening when I told them to shut up. This is new territory. This should be fun. Talking to you has made me start wondering, how did I end up in your home? Was it divine guidance that I've ended up in the home of such a loser? Are you a good person? Or is it your turn for death row? Have you been a bad person? Do you deserve to die? Should we find out? That sounds like begging. How can one human be so pitiful to the point that is entertaining? You're like a toy. I'm enjoying this unscheduled playdate. Someone as miserable as you couldn't possibly hurt anyone or anything, could you? It's a shame. I'd honestly love to hear you scream in a much different setting. Think the cops finally fucked off. Keep your head facing forward until I'm gone. Understand? You have been a wonderful plaything tonight, but I'm afraid that we must part ways for now. Remember what I've told you on this night. Don't cross me. If I ever get an indication that you've told the police about this incident, or you've done something requiring me to come for a visit, I will grace you with my presence. You don't want that. Oh, as a parting gift, have some knowledge. It's not a smart idea leaving your windows unlocked, you fucking idiots. You don't know what type of psychos may climb in your home. Sleep tight.